Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
We do many things at the Montana Capitol, some successful, some less so. Today, we try to put a genie back in a bottle. It all began in 2017 when the Montana Department of Health and Human Services decided to do an end run around the legislature. As has been common practice in recent years, the department waited until the legislative session was over, until the last taillight of the last legislator's car had disappeared over the hill, until the last of the biennial interlopers was gone and Helena was safely back in the hands of the bureaucrats, and then they struck. On September 11, 2017, they hatched a plan to make a massive policy change, not through laws as should have been done, but through administrative rule, a process that carries the force of law without all the messy committee hearings, public scrutiny, or legislative oversight. In the end, they were successful, and in December of 2017, the department began officially allowing transgender Montanans to go back and retroactively change the sex on their birth certificate. It was a brand new public policy that never in a million years would have survived the legislative process, and it was all accomplished through a simple change in administrative rule. Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee will hear Senate Bill 280, a bill to put the genie back in the bottle. Senate Bill 280 will revoke the administrative rule and embed the process for changing one's birth certificate in law rather than in administrative rule. It won't be easy. Genies hate to go back into bottles. But it's necessary because the agency in the process of changing the rule introduced a concept into public policy that the legislature had avoided for years, and that is the concept of gender versus sex. The new administrative rule, once adopted, did several things. First, it substituted the term gender for the word sex on the birth certificate. Birth certificates are vital records. The word sex means something. It's binary, male or female. It's embedded in our DNA. Gender means nothing. It's a purely social construct that employs a continuum with an infinite number of possibilities. The legislature has for years avoided the use of the word gender for just that reason. The next thing they did was to allow the change to take place with a simple declaration on an affidavit. The old rule allowed a transgender to change the sex on their birth certificate by court order after they completed the necessary reconstructive surgery. Now, they can simply declare themselves to be another gender and the birth certificate is changed. If in the future they want to change to yet another gender, they can do that simply by declaration. At that point, birth certificates become worthless as a statistical tool. And finally, the new birth certificate is not allowed to indicate that it was amended, and the old birth certificate must be locked away forever in a sealed file. Senate Bill 280 will reverse all of that and restore the process to exactly the way it was prior to the change. People with ambiguous intersex conditions will be able to change their birth certificate without a problem, as will transgenders who complete the process. The concept of sex will be restored, gender will go away, and the whole process, as it should be, will have been debated and voted on by the entire legislature rather than a few bureaucrats with an agenda. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.